Mishnah and I am Alf. New parak. Hamadras Ishtai Milahanaslai. So a person made a netter that's of an Isser Hano. Okay. Ad Lamajim Yamid Parnas. So up to 30 days. So we make an arrangement that somebody should provide for her, and they stay in this situation. Yes, sir, McCain, if it's going to continue more than 30 days, so you're to be tinksuba. We don't. The woman has a right to say that she doesn't want to live under these circumstances. We can force the husband to give a get and pay ksuba. That's true by Yisrael. However, by Kayan, because theoretically he can remarry his wife afterwards if he wants to. Okay, so if it's 60 days, we still hold on to the marriage. If it's more than 60 days already, we say that he has to divorce her. We can force him, I mean, assuming that the woman wants that, we can force him to give her a get and pay ksuvah. Okay. Hamadar zitra shalom titoim echad mikol haperis, that, so the way Rashi says, how in the world can the husband be madra the woman that she can't eat something? So she actually made this netter, and he wasn't made for it. The husband has the power of afara. He said, yeah, go for it. He's mekayim it. He feels it's a good idea. So even though she instigated it, but once he had the right and responsibility to say no, and he, by affirming it, is it indicated that he his attitude towards her? So yod tibit and ksuba. Yud armor. Yisrael yom echad yikayim shnayim yod tibit and ksuba. B'kayin shnayim yikayim shlosha yod tibit and ksuba. So a person can go a day or two without having any type of fruit. Okay. She's not giving her any type of makeup or adornment. So you have to be in ksuba. Okay.
Is this similar in the sense that she's really the one making?
Yes, this is the same thing. Yeah. So. Rav Yossi Amar ba'aniyos shlonos and kitzo uba'ashiros shloshim yom. A woman who is she's a rich woman, so she's accustomed to having these type of items. So if it's less than 30 days, that's not a reason for divorce. If it's more than 30 days, that's a reason for divorce. But by women which are aniyos, which they don't have it as often anyway. It's only if they did it without a time limit. So the Mor is going to say, well, okay, there's obviously some time. She said, well, next 17 years, that's equivalent to saying forever. All right, so the Mor will talk about what is this year. The Mor is a karachi for the Hunter Slate. Okay. So if a man makes himself usher on her, so the issue is not a nos tashmish. What Rashi is addressing, which we had before, the dinim of if a person would refuse tashmish, how long is the period of time that he has to divorce her? So why aren't we not using those shurim, or what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? We should use those shurim, and that's it. Rashi says, no, the case over here was that was not able to make that also to her. The issue is not tashmish, because tashmish is still mutter. So what's the issue? The issue is, we're talking about providing providing for her food, etc. So the Mora is going to grapple with, so why is that chal also? He's meshubel to her for that also. But also mezonos, the Gemara parich bo meshubelo. That's the Mora's question. The first piece of Gemara, the Mora asks, how does this work? That he's meshubel to her to provide for her mezonos. Okay, so the Mora is going to come up with the a way that it's effective. So the Mishnah says, what happens if it's up to 30 days? Yamid parnas shliach shiafarnas sena. The Mora is going to grapple with how can you make a shliach? That means she's still benefiting from him. Right? So the Mora is to say that the shlichus wasn't an actual shlichus. It was along the lines of. He says, he makes a declaration, anybody who's going to take care of her won't lose. So the person did not appoint anybody as a shliach, and he did not promise the person anything. He just said, you're not going to lose. So then the sheikh will lay out the money, and the sheikh will then be reimbursed by the husband. So if referring to a Jew, a Yisrael, who can remarry her if necessary, so then we say the shear is 1 month. Ubekayin, Shimi Gershano lo yuchal lachzir, but Bekayin he cannot remarry her. Hashem Hashem, Yischarit, I'm afraid he might change his, but might regret what he did. Shiavol Rabbanon Zimno Tvei, we give him more time to try and work this out. Okay, Echad Mikol HaPeres, Kadam Pri Plony Olai, Ubekayin. So Rashi learns the Mishnah. It doesn't mean all peris; it means any one peri. The same thing with the case of the hiskashet. Any one type of common cosmetic. So even if it's one type of fruit, he's mekayim to her. So that fact that the emotional pain of the husband not saying that he wants her to have a benefit of this item is considered improper, and he has to divorce her. She denies herself a certain type of a cosmetic perfume, and he affirms it. If the woman is impoverished, if he did not put a limit. And Mosai Osrulat, so when this is going to be prohibited, who, that's the scenario where the Yotzibitan Ksuba. Abim Nos and Kitzva, but if there was a limit, Tamtin Osis Man, so we say, let them stay married. How long is called too long? Ubashiro, Yisharigilis, however, by women which are rich, which they're used to have these things, that Shoshim Yoim. If the limit, they prohibited this type of perfume for 30 days, less than 30 days, then they don't get the. That's not a reason for divorce. He has a chiyuv to provide her mezonos. Sehechi motzi madra lo. How can he make this better? Kol kamine the mafkele the shibuda. Does he have the power to make this better and remove her shibud? Vatanan. Kainim, the woman says, "Sheni oisel the picho. That which I make is going to be oser to you." Enesarch lahafer, the woman's name making to the man. The man does not need to be made for it because it's not. She can't do that because she's meshubed to him. I'm a kibbutz the meshab delay since she's meshubed to do work for the husband. Lav kol kamina, she does not have the power to mafkele the shibud to remove her shibud. Excuse me, to remove his shibud. So hachanami. So over here, we should say the same idea in another direction. Kibbutz the meshubed since the husband is meshubed to bride her mezonos. Lav kol kamina the mafkele the shibud. So how can he be mafke the shibud? Okay, Ella. The Mora says, "Mitoich." We'll say the following: You know what? Chazal gave me your Maisi Yadayim and gave me a chiyuv for Mezonos. Keep your Maisi Yadayim and provide for yourself. So it comes out that if that's true, that he has the ability to do that, so what he's doing over here by making this net is basically say I'm not going to give you Mezonos and you'll keep your Maisi Yadayim. So now it's the karma law, when he makes this netter, it's the equivalent as if he said, "See my siyadayich b'mizernesayich." Now the Mor says, we're going to have a question on the Mishnah which we just quoted. The woman said the woman can't make a netter to prohibit her my siyadayim on the husband. So based on what we're saying right now, if the woman would have the halachic right to keep her Maisi Yadayim and said to the husband, you know what, don't provide me with the Zonos, I'll keep my Maisi Yadayim. Right? So then she should be able to make a neder on it. Well, now, so the Gemara v'mitzvah l'hada Rav Huna Marav said, if Rav Huna Marav is correct, that he said, Rav Huna Marav, v'yachar le'isha l'shem l'ba'alot, any nizanis of any oisa, you know what, don't support me, and I won't work for you. So why don't we say, in the Mishnah before, which says, kind of shani oisa lepicha, in which she makes this netter, that what she's working will be also to the husband. Am I enesark lehofer? Why does the husband not need to be mefer? Lema v'tech shechav lelemer, any nizanis of any oisa, nasa kimishra meres loy, any nizanis of any oisa. We should give it that status. So based on what you're saying right over here, what's shot in that Mishnah? Where it says, okay, Ella, loy tema nasa, the Mishnah cannot be referring to a case where that automatically we assume by making the netter as if he has said this sentence, but rather the case was, Ella ba'omer lo, see my siyadayich b'mezonos side. Okay, that he already told her this. And then he made a netter that he's not going to provide mezonos. But he already said, "See my siyadayich b'mezonos," which means in the previous Mishnah as well, if she already had said, "Any mezonos, any oisa," and then she makes a netter, whatever I'm going to do is going to be also to the husband, it would work. But the Mishnah over there was talking about a case where she had not said that prior. Over here, the Mishnah over here talking about a case where the person is making that declaration, and then he's making the netter. Moore says, if the case was, he told her, see my siyadayich b'mezonosayich, she has no chiyuv to provide her for mezonos, yihachi a parnas lamali. So why is he providing a parnas? Moore answers, but loy safka, that her work was not sufficient to provide for her needs. The Moore says, one second. Ibn loy safka, hadar kasha l'duchta. That which the husband has a right to tell the woman, see my siyadayim b'mezonosayich, is only if her my siyadayim are sufficient to provide for her needs. So then he has the right to say, you know what, the chazar were masakin, that I get the my siyadayim and I provide you mezonos, keep your my siyadayim and you'll take care of your own mezonos. But if her my siyadayim are not sufficient for her needs, the husband cannot say this. So the husband can't say it, we're back to the, it's a shibud. So how does the netter work? Okay. Amar Vashi, the maspekas l'dvarim gedolim, v'ena maspekas l'dvarim ketanim. The basic needs are met, and there's some small items which are not met. Okay. So Mor says, what does that mean? Hani dvarim ketanim hechi domi. These small items that you're mentioning, what's the case? Either regila b'hu, if it's normally provided for her. Her regila bahu, she's normally provided for her, which means that goes into the shibud of the husband. So again, he cannot say, "See my siyadayich b'mezonosayich," if she can't, if her work will not provide for these things as well. And the loy regila bahu, and if she's not normal, not accustomed to have them, so he's not mechuyav to give it to her. So again, parnas lamali, lamala. Why do we need a parnas for it? So we still haven't figured out what's the case where he's not mechuyav to give mezonos, but he has the mechuyav to provide a parnas. Okay. Whereas the Lutzricha, the Regila Bebeis Nasha, become a Galgala Bade. When she lived at her, in her father's home, these were the things which she normally would have. He, when she married him, he was not living in that standard, and she, you know, literally rolled along with him. And she went along with his standard, lower standard of living. But now, the Mishnah, Damrle, she could say to him the following arguments: that really we have a concept that she's not mechuyev to go down to his standard; he's mechuyev to provide her according to her standard. So that was, she chose to lower her standards because she's living with him. But once he's making this netter that she can't, basically they can't eat together, they can't be together. Till now, you didn't make this netter. I was willing to roll along with you. But hashta dadartan, now you made this netter, and I'm not living and eating at your standard anymore. I do not find that as an option, that I have to lower my standard. Okay, fine. What? Furthermore, question: Why 30 days? So my answer is: Ad lamidyom lo yishomer by inshi. If it's less than 30 days long, this whole process, doesn't become so well known. And therefore it's not considered embarrassing to her. But today, if it's longer than that, people will hear about it. It'll be embarrassing for her. Okay. Iboy Seymo, the Mor says that I have a different approach to the question, the original question: how can you make a netter to prohibit upon her something which is he has a shiba to provide for her? Chazal strengthened the shiba that the netter cannot override the shiba. The boy Seima shehdira kashi arusa. The story is taking place that she's an arusa. More answers that Arusa Islam Mizoni, he has no key for Mizoni. So yes, he can make the netter, but there's no key, obviously, because there's no key and there's no need for partners. More answers,
but it's effective after the marriage, after the Sulam.
But that's more. Some more answers. Shagia's man, we're talking about a case of an Arusa, which is already in the he has not had the Sulam yet. But he is mechuyev for her mezonos. Where is the scenario where the husband is mechuyev for the mezonos of the woman, even though they have not had a suwan yet? In a case where they had set a time for the nesuwan, and the husband had not come through with making the nesuwan in the proper time, so Chazal said he's mechuyev to provide mezonos. That now he gives mabul on yisu arches mishaloi arches b'tshuma. Okay, so why is the point of Shloshim Yom? So Rashi is going to ask, okay, so but if that's the case, so now he's mechuyev b'mezonos, so we're back to square one. So why does the netter work? So this chiyuv is not a chiyuv of the mikra adin. The chiyuv, the Torah is mechayev lazim mezonos. That starts after nesuin. He didn't do nesuin. So this is like a kanas. This is like a kanas derbanan type of a thing. So that we remember we had before that really at a deraisa level, a netter should override a shibud. Hektish chamas v'shichur mafkim edei shibud. The chamim strengthened the shibud that the netter cannot override the shibud. They did not do that for the chiyuv mezonos of the din rabbanon of a gizman v'lo nisu. Okay, my shnoach shloshim yom. So, what's the point of 30 days? So shloshim yom, obed shliach shlichusay, tvei loy obed shliach shlichusay. So really, this is really even it's the issue of Mezila B'Milsa, they're not married yet, they're not living together, it's not apparent that that he's not providing, it's not an obvious thing, so the issue of the embarrassment is not there. But the question is, can he be confident, or can the Chachamim feel confident that her arrangements will be provided for? So you say, for a short period of time, we feel that that's confident. Over a long period of time, we're afraid that's going to deteriorate. But it sounds like from this pshat, it comes out, if had we been worried about even a shorter period of time, we would say that even that would be dinner yet to be tinksuba. You can't, I mean, if we're worried about her needs being provided for even in a short term, which I'm sorry, that's not acceptable. So she has a right to demand a divorce. I mean, force the husband. Okay. B'boy semek shedira kashia rusa b'nisseis. Okay, so the letter took effect when she's in Arusa, and then they went through the Nisuan. Okay. Where it says, this says, they read through the Nisuan. I mean, she's saying she's willing to go ahead to live with this fellow under the circumstance that he's not providing for her mazonis, because the letter, once the letter is chal, it remains chal. Where it says, this says, ha savra v'kibla. She thought about it and she accepted it. More answers. The Omer, she has a right to say, "Sura kesura ni tani yichal lekabel." I thought I could handle it. Achshav ena ni yichal lekabel. I realize that I can't live like this. Where it says, "Emer the minin halchi gabim mumin." The Morris says we will see this idea later on. The Morris says there's certain physical impediments of the husband, elements which are not comfortable and nice. The woman has a right to say that, you know, even though she was aware of the mum, and she went through with the nesuim being aware of the mum, so she was moichel. She's right to say, you know what? I thought I could handle it. I can't handle it. So the Morris says he has a constant. So a woman's in a roost. She doesn't live with the husband. She comes in a sewer. She's living with the husband. Her husband works in a type of field that his body always has a bad smell. So she thought she could live with the bad smell. She realizes she can't. So that's a valentine. So even though she went ahead with the sewer, being aware that that's what he is, she has a right to say that she realizes that the mechila is not affected. The word says, "Linya mazoni, minan halchi." But that's something which a person will not really understand 100% what it is to live with it till you live with it. But mazonis, I mean, that a person has a clear understanding of their that they need to have mazonis. And if she's saying she's willing to go ahead with me, she's saying she's willing to find some other source of getting it. So she cannot say that she didn't realize how bad it was. And therefore, if she went ahead with it, she was moichel. So, in that case, she cannot sue for a divorce. The correct pshat is like the other two explanations which we said before. Zot Rashi. First, last Rashi on Manala. Given the Meshumel of the Mazonis, so how does this whole thing take effect? So now it's the Karmala. The Avagav Goli Omer Hachi, even though he didn't say it, Hareu Ka'omer, it's equivalent to, as if he has said it. The Vari Adai to the Hachi Adra. That's what he had in mind when he made the letter. Some more says, well, why don't you say the same thing by the case of the woman? Some more says, he actually said it. So okay, fine. The Morris says if he said it, then he has a right to say that. So why does he have to provide a partner? The Lo Safka Mazonis the Maisi Yadel a cost of law, b'mishas afalpi. The Mazonis will not be provided for through her Maisi Yadel. So Morris says. So then we're back to square one. So he's meshubit to her. He can't say she Maisi Yadel if it was an asayach if she can't provide enough for herself. So Mora says there's a difference between Devarim Gedolim, it's sufficient for, but it's not sufficient for Devarim Ketanim. Mora says if she's Regilabahu Mushubadla, so he has to provide for her. So we're back to square one. Mora says that she was Regilabahu Nosa and not by him. The boy same in the Morse of the case is Gizman when you sue the Mir Isolo Mashubadla. So that key of a Mazinus does not take effect till the actual Masuin. The Fika Khala Netter, therefore the Netter is effective. This is the Raisa who Mirabon Chai Blazana. So the Netter, which is effective under the Raisa level, takes effect. And the Chomim did not override that with their key of the Rabbanan from Mazinus. So the Netter is Chal. The Mirabon is Chai to give her Mazinus. If he has Yami partners, if he has to provide a partners. The third answer the Gemara gave was the Netter was made when she's in a Rusa. When he says, the Hashtag Chayim is in a Seb, now there's a Chayim Mazonis, but a Netter Chalalov, but he cannot provide for her because they have the Netter, which already was effective. So the Gemara says, so that's why he has to provide a partners. Okay, the Mor says, yeah, but understand, if she went through the Nesuna, Sabra Mekippa, Yudasi Shenesser Alav Lazona, she knows that he cannot provide her from his onus, because he made a netter, and still when he said, look, she still did the Nesuna, means she's been Moichel. So the Mor said, she thought she could handle it. The Mor says, that argument is true by Gavin Mumin, Mishidli Pirkin, Bimisnesen, the last, end of the parak, the last Mishnah talked about those cases. Can't she say Surah Hayisi that I thought I could? Yadasi, she knows she can't live without Mazanas. So, yeah. Fine. Tosis over here asks, Tosis says, we passed in that the Mazonis is the Rabbanon. And number one. Number two, that's no question that the Maisi Yadayim to the husband is the Rabbanon. We had the mission before that she can't make a netter to take away her Maisi Yadayim. Why don't we argue that netter is the Raisa and her Maisi Yadayim to the husband is the Rabbanon? The way Rashi is thinking. So Tosfos says like that the Chachamim could be Netter should always be mefker everything. Tosfos says, well, the Chachamim came along and they strengthened the Shibud that it cannot. The Tosfos second shot. Lo Amur Rabbanon the Shibuda the Isha calls Man Shlo Nises mefker Kana Moshe Shibud. So the answer: the Chachamim have to do a special act of being Malim, strengthening the Shibud. To the point that the netter cannot remove it. They didn't do that in case of Gizman Lo Nisu. Okay. It's a little more piece of Gemara. Achashim Yor Miyamid Parnas. The Gemara says, a Parnas Lav Shechusei Ka Ovid. So she's still being the header from him. He cannot benefit her. And since the Shliach is acting, the Parnas is acting as his Shliach, that's called he's benefiting her. So what'd you gain? Amar Huna b'Omer kolason eno mafsid. He makes a declaration. He says that anybody who takes care of providing mezuzahs for my wife won't lose. So he's promising that he will reimburse. But he never made the person a shliach. Mor says, really? That's not considered his shliach. Vatanan, the Mishnah Gittin says. A person who was fell down a pit and he's despairing of getting out. He wants his wife should be divorced and not have to wait for Yibum. He has a very young brother, it would be have to wait till he's a gadol, it could be years, etc. He doesn't want to put her through that process. So he announces, Omar, Kol Shemea Karlo Yichtev Get Le Ishtev. So he says, whoever hears his voice, please write a get for his wife, and he gives details of what that is. So they can write the get and give the get. Now the Chiddush of the Mishnah, the Morris says over there is, he didn't say give. So he just said write. So normally we would assume that in a situation where the person is not under duress, he said write, he didn't say give, they can't give, because they weren't appointed to give. So he said, I would like to have a get ready to be used if I want to. But he didn't promise anything about giving. But over here, under the situation, we say that even though he didn't say the word yitnu, it was obvious that that's what he meant. Okay, so that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. But you see that this type of a general statement without appointing somebody specific is called a shlichus, because the only way writing again is valid is through shlichus of the husband. But just saying, you know, anybody's interested in writing again for my wife, you know, can do that, you know, and I'll reimburse you, I'll reimburse you for your costs. He didn't appoint anybody. If that's not a shlichus, it won't work. You see that it works. It's called shlichus. So shlichus, why is it mutter? Okay. Moses Hachi Hashta, I don't see what the comparison is. Hasam Kamar Yichtev. Hacha Mi Kamar Yazin. Kolazon Kamar. Okay, so over there the case was, he said, he, even though he did not designate who should be, he said, whoever it is, I'm telling you to write. So that's called, he's appointing the person to be a shliach. But over here, if the person would have said, whoever wants should be Zon, my wife, Yazin, so he's giving a command. He says, if a person is, call us on, whoever is supports. Well, I'm just telling you, we'll not lose. I didn't tell anybody to do anything. There's no tzivui involved in it. So that's not called shlifus.
He's saying you're not going to lose. I mean, it's like a muna. I mean, what's he saying then?
See, my problem is our person. He's saying, I'm not asking anybody to do anything. I'm not telling anybody to do anything. If somebody does it, I will commit to reimburse them. So he never appointed anybody to do it. He did say he's making a commitment that if somebody does do it, of their own volition, of their own decision, and it's their own action, I will pay the money. Right. Morris says, so it means you're saying that this phrase of kol hazon is not called shlifus. Morris says, no. Ve'omer Rabbi Ami, in a case, normally you can't tell a goy, Mir Lakim is also in Shabbos. In a case where there's a fire, even though it's not life threatening, but Chazal said we're concerned that the person, if you don't find some way to allow the person to address the loss of his possessions, he might just end up being Michal Shabbos himself. So we did not allow erect a Mir Lakim in that situation. We did allow Kol Mechaba Enu Mafsid. So there's some goyim coming to watch and says, you know, whoever's Mechaba won't lose. But that's the same phrase over here, Kol Hazon Enu Mafsid. But it sounds like they only permitted that the situation of the lake. There's a lake of the Mutimai. So it means we see from this that under the circumstances of the lake, we came along and we said, you know what, we have to allow this. But otherwise, Chachamim consider that a form of appointing somebody. So that would mean that over here it should be problematic. What's it coming to school? Lav isn't it coming to school? The Mutakiya Gavna, these type of situations. Where it says, no, Lamute Shari Surim the Shabbos. What it's saying is other scenarios in Shabbos is going to be usher. And therefore, the person can't declare, you know, he looks at his field and he says, really needs some reading. He says, you know, anybody who weeds, they're opposite, you know. That's considered a mir lakum. The guy be Shabbos. But regards to the dorm, because I'll never consider that a level of shichus which would be problematic. Okay, let's hold it here.